a judge, Judge Emmett Sullivan, has had the courage and the wisdom to get tough with federal prosecutors and investigators for what he's calling unprofessional, sloppy, and biased investigations. And his actions have now inspired other judges. For example, there's a Judge Alan Gould, Gold in Miami, and four other judges to do the same, because they're all fed up with a pattern where prosecutors and these investigators are playing fast and loose with the facts, and they're losing sight of their duty to search for the truth. And instead, they seem to be trying to get someone, and it's usually a high-profile individual, but more importantly, they're trying to get someone at all costs. So I'm calling this new judicial toughness the Stevens Standard, because at least for now, for the first time, the judges have ruled that federal investigators and prosecutors themselves will be held accountable, and they will face scrutiny on their actions. And in the case of Senator Ted Stevens, now the judge has leveled charges and investigations, or he's launching them into the unprofessional behavior of the prosecutors and investigators of that case. And so what makes this so important is that past federal prosecutors were rarely held accountable, and they were kind of allowed to play by a different set of rules.
And, Loretta, it seems as if judges are getting on their hind legs on both sides of the fence, really, for tort lawyers as well. I mean, it seems to be a trend toward just judicial exercising judicial restraint against excesses on both sides. There's some in the asbestos epic wars, some lawyers have gone to jail, and their firms have been accused of all sorts of malfeasance because of judges putting a stop to it.
Well, you know, Tom, I think that's right, because I think when you get at it, the core problem is that a lot of these prosecutors, and of course I also include investigators, because the prosecutors are getting their information from the investigations that come before the court cases actually occur. But these guys seem like they're more anxious to advance their own careers, and so they get really caught up in these high profile cases, and it almost seems like the whole goal of it is to actually get the press coverage. And so there seems to be a tendency to get out there in front and spin the media, and they're more often they're going after the person rather than the office or the actions, and they're less interested in uncovering or discovering the truth, and far more interested in the media coverage.
But in this particular case, in the Stevens case, I think it was abusive to the point of shock. The judge was just shocked. He said he's never, he went on for half an hour about he's never seen this level of misconduct before.
Well, actually, it's really interesting, because that's exactly what it is. I think everyone was stunned that any entity, especially a federal prosecutor and the investigation team, you know, so it's not just like it's one people. I think there's five or six folks who are all being held up on these criminal charges, that they could deliberately withhold evidence because they wanted to slant their case. And you're right, he was stunning. But actually, there's a link to it on the webpage. Judge Alan Gould of Miami had another similar situation where the prosecutors and the investigators withheld evidence. And he has a 50-page, really vicious criticism really telling criticism of the whole prosecutorial and investigation force, and he even levied a $600,000 fine against them. So I think what you see right now is that these judges are getting really tough, and frankly, I think it's long overdue. Because I think federal workers have looked, and they see now that at least for once, the federal prosecutors are going to be held to the same high standards and have to play by the same rules that all federal employees play by.
We're talking this morning to Loretta Doane. She is the former administrator from the General Services Administration, and she joins us this morning for her weekly commentary, Leadership Matters.
And you have some cheers and jeers for this week as well, and let's do our usual routine and start with your jeer.
Okay. Well, and Jane, I think Jane actually did an interview and discussed this also, and the link, I think I saw it on Federal News Radio, but it's about these OPM, the Office of Personnel Management investigators, who allegedly have falsified the security clearances. I guess there's one person, George, I just lost his name, but the link is up there, who has deliberately, basically, in the clearance process, they're supposed to be interviewing people and verifying the background checks and stuff like that. But the folks have deliberately falsified it to expedite the process and for personal gain. And I thought this was shocking, because security clearances for these positions of public trust really are, I call it the gold standard by which other, you know, entities decide how much data they can share or reveal to individuals. And so once you jeopardize the integrity of that process, who knows? The entire security of our country could be at risk. This is really bad behavior on the part of those OPM investigators.
Yeah, and it seems as though some of the investigations were lax or falsified simply because they wanted to show their supervisors they could produce more work, which is even a worse reason. Because if you're not getting it done, it doesn't help anybody to make it up.
Exactly, Jane. And that's why they absolutely, even though there's a lot going on in the news today that's worthy of jeers, I didn't want that to slip by unremarked upon because it has long-reaching repercussions for the entire federal workforce as well as our country.
And then finally, your cheers today.
Well, cheers are exciting. Obviously, I know you guys were cheering the fact that the pirate situation has finally been resolved, but I thought we should also not lose sight of the fact that the GovernmentExcellence.gov awards are going to be awarded today at lunch, and there'll be 5 winners, but right now there are 21 finalists, all of them deserving praise, and I'm happy to say that GSA is listed in there for our GitGo, our internal IT maintenance project. But this is really a great opportunity to showcase the excellent work that federal career government employees perform every single day, because the theme is transparency and using information technology to improve the interaction between government and its stakeholders. And I think with so much American taxpayer dollars at stake right now, we need transparency more than ever, and I just thought it was wonderful that they were highlighting these 21 government agencies that are doing this outstanding work, and hopefully they'll be a role model for other government agencies to follow in the future.